You know, my goal here obviously wasn't to leave in 2.5 years, so that's not something I was happy about having to do. But I've been very successful in working with the staff in getting our technology more up to date, in helping to create efficiencies, in bringing in continuous improvement teams, cross-functional teams and so on, building relationships with other regional entities. What I think that perhaps the next city manager would have more skills would be in working cooperatively with council in developing strategic plans and maintaining strategic plans. We weren't able to do that together.
So you're saying you're leaving because you don't feel you were able to establish a good working relationship with the city council?
Oh, I have a good working relationship with most of the council members. That wasn't the issue. I think it was the issue of us all working together. When I came on board, the council and the manager were meeting several times a year to develop strategic plans and priorities and work plans and so on. Over the last 2 years, we haven't done that. And what that's done is created a bit of a problem with the council having different directions, going in different directions, and I'm going in different directions. So when I'm guiding staff on what to do, the initiatives that we're taking don't necessarily have the majority of council support. And that creates a lot of kind of the whipsaw situation where I think I know what they want me to do, so I'm moving in that direction, and then that wasn't the direction, and so we have to... So it kind of tends to create a difficult getting all our oars in the water all at the same time and moving forward.
That sounds frustrating.
I think we've all been frustrated.
What do you see as the biggest challenge for Newport right now?
You know, Newport is a wonderful community. We have a good economy. We have a low crime rate. We have a great fire department. Our roads are getting resurfaced, although we're waiting for the Federal Highway Administrative dollars to come so we can finish Broadway. But, you know, by and large, we're running a really great operation here. So I think, as with every place, when we talk about what our major challenges are, we've got economic development challenges. Newport's a little unique because it's a built environment, so it's more complex when you try and create new jobs or more jobs or different jobs. It takes an awful lot more community involvement to be able to get the community buy-in on which direction you want to go. That's a challenge, and it's a long-range challenge because Newport has a lot of different constituencies within the same small community, and it takes time to get people to work together. And if you're not working that through the community building, community awareness process, when you put a proposal forward, it's easy for people to choose up sides and start shooting at each other.
Jane Howington, Newport voters face a decision coming up about casino gambling and whether to allow table games like poker and blackjack at Newport Grand Slot Parlor. You saw a similar initiative fail once before in Newport in 2012. What do you see as the outlook this time around for casino gambling?
As a city manager and an administrator, I really don't take a role in that. That's a political decision and a policy decision that council's brought up and council's discussed, and I think everybody understands that council's got a split vote on that. There are people that are very for it, and there are people that are very against it on council. You know, we don't have a comprehensive plan that says we want casino gambling. We don't have a comprehensive plan that says we don't want it. So from an administrative standpoint, we don't take a position on a political issue like that.
From your perspective, though, do you think it would be good or bad for Newport if voters approved casino gambling?
You know, the code of ethics for city managers is a pretty strong code of ethics, and one of them is that we don't become advocacies for policy initiatives. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't answer that.
Jane Howington, I want to talk a little bit, because it is summer, it's tourist season, about traffic and parking in Newport. Traffic can be an issue here in the summer, as can parking, and I'm curious what your thoughts are about what the city might do to alleviate some of those problems.
The water taxis are wonderful opportunities. They're really fun, and I think over the last couple of years we've really been advertising and marketing, not just the city, but the water taxis themselves, they're becoming much more popular. As far as on the island itself, it's always going to be a problem. We have been working for a number of years in trying to look at upgrades to our Gateway Complex, which is one of our larger parking facilities downtown. We've been doing a lot more with bike riding and pedestrian access to things and so on. We have a lot more of the bike lanes, sharrows we call them, because we don't have the opportunity to take a road and make it wider. But we have done a lot more with the sharrows and so forth. We tried, when America's Cup World Series happened, we tried to have a shuttle service from the Newport Grand area. Very few people took advantage of it. People just want their cars where they want them. And I don't think we're going to be able to change that, but I do think that from a technology standpoint that we're going to have more opportunities with apps to show where available parking spaces are. We're doing some expansion of on-street parking with metered parking and so on. So we are trying to upgrade our parking equipment to help ease that problem.
Newport has closed its elementary schools and moved students to a new single elementary school for all the students in the city. And I'm wondering what your perspective is on how that consolidation is working.
So that the Pell School's been open for a year, and it's been a learning experience for everybody. You know, we have little issues like the traffic circulation we're working together on. There's so many more cars and so many more buses and pedestrians and so on, so we have to be much, much more careful. We're now in the process of marketing the excess school properties for redevelopment, and we're going through that process from the city side right now. I can't really comment on the education side of it, but you know, it certainly created a huge new dynamic that we now all of a sudden have three larger facilities for schools as opposed to the multitude of smaller facilities we had before.
Well, Jane Howington, the outgoing city manager in Newport, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.